It's a Channel Seeds growing season update, our first of the season. Eric Warnoff joins us, a field sales representative covering West Central Indiana. Good to touch base again with you, Eric, and the season is off and running, although we do have some delays here and there, which is typical, of course, during springtime in Indiana and across the Corn Belt. Early on, how does progress look from your vantage point in your part of the state?
Hey, good morning, Andy. Yes, we had really good first run here on planting here back in April. I would say for West Central Indiana, if you lumped everything together, progress on beans is 80%+, and corn is probably pushing 75%. There's a couple pockets along that State Road 39 corridor up and down Hendricks and Boone County that are a little more delayed. There were a little more rain events through there that kind of slowed things down. But overall, very, very positive outlook on everybody. I think later today here and through the rest of the week, it looks fantastic. Temperatures are warming up, and you know, warm dirt always dries out faster than cold dirt. So feel really good about where we're at. The great news is everything that's been planted so far, even through all the different rains and some even heavy rains, we have not seen a lot of ponding or crusting, and this stuff is germinating very, very quickly. So feel really good. Saw some fields that have been planted, you know, 3 or 4 weeks or so ago, and even some stuff that was put in on Saturday that's got a really good sprout, and everything is coming out really, really good. I feel, you know, as good as I have in a lot of years doing this to see, hey, we're off to a good start at least.
Sounds like maybe replant is not going to be much of an issue, especially in your area.
No, it's going to be, I think, pretty minimal at this point in time. You know, we're just about time we say that we get a big 4 or 5 inch rain that changes our mind on that, or get a rain where we have heavy heat and wind where we get some crusting. But most of everything looks pretty good. There's always that anomaly out there a certain time, or, you know, somebody that's pushed right up into the rain or tried to finish a part of the field that was a little heavy to begin with. But the only concerns that I have now on the second hitch, when you really dive down into history and what we've learned in the past, you know, 10, 20 years or so, a lot of these bean stubble fields are getting very hairy with a lot of the chickweed. And in years past, we've seen situations where field cultivators go through, or minimum till equipment goes through there, and it grinds that stuff up and it puts it down in that 2 to 3 inch zone. Well, that's right where we're going to be putting seeds here the next 4 to 7 days. And in years past, we've seen a little more insect pressure on that, some tangling and things like that as we try to get corn and stuff out of the ground. That's been a kind of a caution that I've reached out to several of our growers, you know, kind of the, remember last year when we were doing this. But as you drive county roads and state highways across to, I know, West Central Indiana, the bean stubble fields are pretty green. So if we don't have any burn down chemical out there, or if we're waiting for tillage to reset the weed bed, just be cautious of that. One thing that we've done as an organization that I'm very proud of is we've added Ethibox into all of our corn, which is an extra fungicide to really ensure that plant health and plant safety from emergence all the way up through, you know, V5, V7 range. And then also, too, we have the enhanced disease control seed treatment on our corn that is giving another extra punch on top of that. And a lot of our products, we only order with elite seed treatment, and that gives us an extra shot of insecticide to burn through any flushes of anything that's you know, going to be hatching and the threat to our seed bed, and our, especially our early emerging corn and our germinating corn.
You talked about disease, and I was going to ask about what kind of disease folks are prepping for this year. Are there any specific expectations?
You know, I think it's, you know, everybody's got to kind of remember what we did last year and the years before. You know, it seems like our diseases are compounded in today's agriculture. It's not one particular thing that kind of knocks us, you know, back a little bit. It's, you know, this time of year when you're planting corn and you have, you know, really good conditions and it grows fast, and it may have been hairy with, you know, whether it be the chickweed or some clay hill sides that are kind of just, you know, heavy when we plant, you know, their seedling blights. And, you know, I think most of the science shows now that, you know, the effects of our foliar diseases in the season from tassel to harvest, like your tar spots and your gray leaves, you know, they're a problem. We know that. It's kind of in the budget to to manage those. But most of the time, where those get really, really bad is when we have a crown rot infestation or another pathogen that would hit us, you know, at this time of year from planting through that V5. So planting high quality seed, high germ seed with extra seed treatments, and there's some other products that can be used commercially to help bring that plant a healthier start, you know, from start to, you know, that mid-range before, you know, we get to the middle of June. But I feel really good. Everything looks really, really good right now. We have great soil temperatures. One key note that I've noticed, you know, last week before the rain came in over the weekend, we had some pretty darn good temperatures and the ground warmed up. And even Sunday afternoon and Monday morning, we did some soil temperature tests, and the soil never got below 50, the soil temp down there. So that was really, really good, because Sunday morning, as we were going to church, it was about 46, 44 degrees there Sunday. So I'm thinking to myself, boy, if that temperature goes below 50, that's going to hurt a lot of things that were planted on that Thursday, Friday, Saturday stretch that we had last week.
Didn't happen, though. Just a good enough start on temperatures. Yeah.
Again, that's one thing. And, you know, last year, if everybody kind of looks at their calendar and looks at their notes, you know, Mother's Day weekend was the weekend that you weren't supposed to plant. So we're watching the weather there. I still think the best thing everybody can do is shut down Sunday morning and take Mama to church and have a go for brunch and just enjoy the day and let things sit a little bit, because we don't want deja vu all over again, where if we do something late Saturday and push too hard on Sunday, if we get any rain chances next week, I guarantee it's probably going to be the wrong rain for us. But that's just a little humor in the history point of what we've seen. But there's always one day or a couple days every year that were probably the less advantageous way of, you know, getting it done. But I think now we're hopefully, the way the forecast looks, we're through some of those real dangerous days to push.
Great update, and unexpectedly some outstanding Mother's Day recommendations and something to really think about. But the actual progress took me a little bit by surprise. That's significant planting progress that you started out with.
Yeah, we've got multiple customers that are done with corn and beans. We've got we're in the process today. Several of our seed pros and myself are taking additional beans out to customers. We treat on demand out here in West Central Indiana, and we have a very good inventory of not only ready to go boxes, or we can do some bulk delivery in some cases, but in a lot of cases we've even got paper bags to help guys out to finish up and things like that. So we're really, really good there. We've got a really good inventory of in-season supply on corn from 104 to 116 days. So feel really good. Guys are finishing up. We're picking up returns. We're picking up empty boxes. And we're getting this last hitch ready to go, where we can hopefully put an exclamation mark on it here. I mean, a week from Friday, week from Saturday, we should have, you know, pushing everything in that 90% range of being completed or near completion.
All right. Great update. Eric Warnoff, field sales representative for Channel Seeds, with our first Channel Seeds update of the season. Good to have you on board, and have a great week, and make it a safe one, too.
Hey, thank you very much. And that's the other thing I forgot to mention. Typically, when I do this every year, I do the reminder to all of our customers out there. The most important thing that we have to do in agriculture and in life is to come home to our families and being safe. And especially some of us older guys that have been doing this for, you know, 3 or 4 decades. We really need to remind the people that work around us, especially some of the part-time help. Safety is a priority. There's no reason to rush, but doing it safe and slow is better than fast and dangerous. So we want to make sure we remind that. We try to do that to our customers and ourselves every day to make sure that we are operating safe and we're watching out for those around us.
Good advice and great update. Thanks, Eric.
Hey, you take care, Andy.